Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many of those seriously injured in the bombings are facing long and difficult recoveries. WBUR's Lynn Joliker spoke today with the brother of one of the people who lost limbs in the attack and has just been transferred to a rehab hospital.
You've probably seen the picture of a bloodied Jeff Bowman as two people frantically pushed him in a wheelchair after the bombs exploded at the Boston Marathon. The 27-year-old from Chelmsford lost the lower portion of both legs in the attack. Chris Bowman says when he's down about what's happened to his older brother, it's Jeff who picks him up.
I'll be a wreck. I'll be crying on him and everything. And he'll be like, it's all right, buddy. At least I'm alive.
The 22-year-old says he's amazed by his brother's positive outlook in the face of the trauma he and so many others have endured.
I'm proud of him. He's good. He's tough. He's already doing pull-ups on the pole bar. He's already wheeling around on the wheelchair, and he looks really good.
Jeff has always been a humorous person, according to his brother, and that has helped him begin his recovery. But some days are tougher than others, especially those when the pain from his two leg amputations is overwhelming. Jeff has watched all the news coverage, his brother says, and is angry at the bombers, one of whom Jeff believes he looked right at before one of the bombs ripped apart his legs.
He felt weird because this guy was like, he was like on top of him. He was like in his private space, and Jeff just thought it was really awkward, so he, like, turned around and, like, looked right at the guy. And the guy even, like, gave him, like, a nod and, like, a smile. And then he was, like, a couple minutes later, the bag was just, like, leaning on my leg, and I was like, what? And he thought it was weird. And he looked around, and he couldn't see the guy, so he thought maybe he just went in, like, a backside store or something.
2.5 minutes later, the explosion. Chris is still struggling to come to terms with his brother losing two legs in a terrorist attack.
I don't even think I've processed it yet because he was just here playing basketball, like talking about hockey with me and stuff and jamming with me. He's a really good musician. Like, he's a really good singer and guitar player and really good at making lyrics. And he was just here, and it's just, I don't think it's settled into me yet.
The two play together in a rock band, and Chris Bowman says he's confident his brother will return to music. In the meantime, he's being showered with cards and gifts from around the world.
He's so gracious and blessed that all these people are thinking about him. He just still, after all this, is thinking about other people and not him.
Yesterday, he wheeled himself into a neighboring room at Boston Medical Center and gave a gift to a bombing victim who was marking her 18th birthday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.